have some fun here tonight. Hey, we're going to bring you some old songs, some new songs, some in-between songs. And we're going to have a party. Can't pop me now.
Keep my song.
We got a song here which is one which is kind of from the middle period we're talking about. And this one's electronic ditty. It's called Temporary Secretary.
Thank you.
late great Jimi Hendrix. And to tell the story that I was very lucky to meet Jimi in London in the 1960s. And he's a great guy from the 60s. He's a really one of the great tributes he ever paid us was we released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on a Friday. We released it on the Friday, and 2 days later on the Sunday, he learned it and he opened a show with it. And it was brilliant, you know, he did a fantastic version of it, and he had one of those vibrator arms, you know, the Bixby. And he's giving it all the only trouble was, in those days, if you did too much of that, it would send your guitar wildly out of tune. So he's standing there, and he's out, you know, he knows he's out of tune. He doesn't know what to do, so he's looking in the audience. He's looking in the audience, he says, "Is Eric out there, man?" He's looking for Eric Clapton, you know. And Eric was in the audience, but Eric's having none of it, he's hiding down. Jimmy looks at him and he says, "Will you come up here and chew this for me, man?" Chewing yourself.
Thank you. These are probably $300 shirts.
Okay. I'd like to do a song now. This is one that I wrote for my wife Nancy, who is with us here tonight. This one's for you, Nance.
Oh,
Thank you.
the song. How you doing? Tell you what, how many people here tonight are actually from Milwaukee? How many people are not from Milwaukee but are from Wisconsin? And how many people not from Milwaukee, not from Wisconsin, but from somewhere else? Tourist board, we welcome you.
Thank you.
All in you. Okay, way back in the 1960s, there was a lot of troubles, particularly in the southern states of America, with the civil rights. And still getting there today. But anyway, back then, you know, the news would come over to us and about the struggles going on in places like Arkansas and Little Rock. I wanted to try and write a song that, if it ever got back to the people struggling there, it might just give them a little bit of hope. This is the next thing. Song is you go around the world and you meet a lot of people, and a lot of them come up to me and say, "Hey man, you know, I tried to learn that song Blackbird when I was a kid, you know." How many people here tried to learn Blackbird on the guitar? And you all got it wrong. Okay. So this next song I'm going to do here now, this is one that I wrote after my dear friend John passed away. Let's hear it for John! And you know, sometimes in life, you want to say stuff to people, you want to say something nice to them, but you think, oh, I'll put it off, you know, just tell them next week when I see them. Sometimes it can be too late. So this is something I wrote to say after he passed away. And this is in the form of a conversation that we never got to have. And if I said, I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, ooh, here today. Well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we worlds apart. If you were here today, I still remember how it was before, and I am holding back the tears no more. No, no, no. I love you. What about the time we met? What about the time we met? More than you can say that we were playing hard to get. We didn't understand a thing, but we could always say. What about the night we cried? What about the night? If there was any reason left to keep it all inside, we never understood as well. But you were always there with a smile. I really loved you and was glad you came along. Then you were here today. Ooh, you were in my song. Yeah, we're going to lift the mood a bit now. This is a song, she's off our most recent album. This one's called Queen Young. Thank you.
Thank you. Friday, we got 3 more days to Friday.
Sergeant Pepper's on the Arsenal band album. And you know, people say, again, you know, as you write a song, how does it happen? Well, you know, all sorts of different ways. I was around at John's house one afternoon, and we were planning to write a song, trying to think of what we do, you know, what we write about. And he had a poster up on his wall, which is an old circus poster. And we're looking at it, suddenly start reading, it says, being for the benefit of Mr. Kite, Barbara Fowler's friend, the Henderson's, Henry Laws. So we just wrote it down.
Mr. Gate, the vault is trenching outside.
Says, don't look at the signs. Right? And there's a little bit of your mind says, come on, read it, just know it. But if I get it wrong, I am going to blame the signs. Distracting you. When you get to the signs, there's somebody here. Yeah? Exactly. Right. Somebody over here says, wait a minute, I saw you in 64, and now I'm in 64. Said Paul, I'm a doctor. Are you really a doctor? Are you really a doctor, or are you just kidding me? Okay, so anyway, thanks for bringing the signs, but I warn you, I'm blaming you, but anyway. Okay, I was round at George Harrison's house. Well, let's hear it for George. I said to him, I've learned one of your songs on the ukulele, you know. So we played it together that day, and we'd like to play a few now. Something in the way she moved, it's trying to be like no other lover. Something in the way she moves, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in time. Somewhere in the smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something is not that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in time. You asking me
Oh,
Francesa. I mean, I'd always wanted to go to Russia, and for nothing else, just to sing that song. I tell a tale how a few years ago we did get to do it. We were invited to play in Red Square in Moscow. We were actually the first rock and roll band to play in Red Square. Yeah. And you know, we had a great time. It was really great audience, great evening. And I mean, actually, I tell you, we were worried about the weather. And I got to meet President Putin at the time. Yeah. Anyway, don't go there. Anyway, I got to see him. And I said, I don't know how the weather's going to be, but don't worry, it will be good. It's like, I said to my guy, how's he know that? They send planes out to like put stuff on all the clouds and the clouds go away. It's a great day. That's how it's always good weather for those parades. See? Come on, think about it. I mean, I hate to think who's underneath that stuff on top of the clouds. Anyway, so we're there, we're having a great time, and backstage there's a lot of members of the Russian government. And I tell the story that one of them comes up to me, and the guy said to me, this fella is the defense minister of Russia. So I'm going, wow, big job. And he comes up to me, he says, Paul, first record I ever bought was Love Me Do. And another big guy comes up, and someone said, he's in the government as well, you know? There we are, Red Square, Kremlin, they're all there. And he comes up and says, we learned to speak English from Beatles records. This is true. He comes up to me, looks me right in the eye, he goes, hello, goodbye.
Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. Thank you. Thank you. Yesterday, someday.
we'll normally be trying to grab somebody from the audience on the signs, the infamous signs, and grab them and bring them up on stage. Let's see who we got tonight there, Brian. Okay. Careful what you ask for.
Thank you. Excellent. I've said it before. You're fantastic. We love it. Thank you so much. But the time has come when we have got to go. Yeah, we've got to go home. Roughly around about the time when you're going to go home too. So listen, to bring you a big show like this, we've got some fantastic people we need to thank here. We've got guys out front on the sound, and the guys on the lighting, and the guys and girls on the video screens, all the crew here to take care of all the equipment, the guys who do the rigging, and the truckers who bring it to us. That's here for the best crew on the planet!
See you.